McDonald's softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to a windy, rather chilly day at Stanley Boyd Oriole Park here. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Back-to-back games on Thursday and Friday evenings for your McDonald Central Lady Max 5-0. Unbeaten 2-0 in the Western Clipperbelt Conference. They're on the road tonight against the Stanley Boyd Orioles 4-5 on the season and 0-3 in conference play. And Chris, last night we saw the McDonald bats come alive as they mercy ruled Regis 17-0 in three innings. Stanley Boyd, again, we know there's some solid athletes on this team, but McDonald trying to keep rolling.
Yeah, I think, you know, if they stick to their game plan that they had last night and keeping the bats going and hot and, you know, Katie in that circle doing what she does best and throwing those strikes, I think they will keep going the way that they're supposed to.
What we really have seen, again, just the first time we were able to cover McDonald this year is we've been snowed and rained out and almost didn't see this game happen today. But we saw a lot of aggression at the plate, some patience, but a lot of swings at first pitches last night. And they were very aggressive on the base paths as well. I believe it's either 38 or 39 steals in five games for McDonald. And 97.5 percentage, they just run very aggressively, very quickly in the pitch count as well.
They do. And I think their base running is one of their definite talents. They pay attention to what's going on. They listen to coach and, you know, they're aggressive in their base stealing and getting, you know, moved ahead in advance like they need to.
Well, we're going to take a break and step out and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Andrea Marr of the Stanley Boyd Orioles. This is Lady Max Softball. We're back in 2.5 minutes. Pre-game continues on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball Pregame here on WOGO Sports. Live on the road, it's Stanley Boyd. The Orioles, the opponent for your 5-0 McDonald Central Lady Macs, here with head coach Andrea Marr of Stanley Boyd. And, Coach, early on in the season here, especially with adverse weather conditions that you both have to play in, what are you looking for from your team tonight?
Well, I'm looking for the mental side of the game to push through today. They joked around that cold is a mindset, and I told them that right away. So hoping that they can deliver with just pushing that out of the way and focusing on what they need to do.
Are you finding that you're pretty set with your lineup at this point, or are you tinkering around with a bit still?
I am pretty set with the lineup. There's a little bit of tinkering when it comes to hitting and maybe using the DP flex option. But right now I've been running a straight nine pretty regularly.
What have you been pleased with so far on the season?
I've really been pleased with the fact that they're a young and inexperienced team, but yet they're delivering with things I wouldn't necessarily expect them to. So they're executing certain plays, some double plays. Early in the season, we really had our bats going strong. We're in a little bit of a slump right now. And it's not that we're not putting the ball in play, but we just aren't having quality hits to gaps. But I'm really appreciative that they're not striking out, but that they're being aggressive at the plate and doing what they need to do at bat.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in this year's McDonald team? Obviously, they've got some pedigree going to state last year.
Yeah, McDonald's always a very competitive team. We're a very competitive conference, so we're not scared of seeing competitive teams. It comes pretty regularly once our conference play starts, but we're expecting a really high-quality team that we need to face today, and hopefully we can pull through and give them a competitive game.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Stay warm as much as you can.
We will. Thank you.
Head coach Andrea Marr of Stanley Boyd on WOGO Sports as Lady Mac's pregame continues. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on a chilly and windy day out in Stanley. Stanley Boyd Orioles, the opponent for your 5-0 McDonald Central Lady Mac, fresh off a 17-0 blanking of Eau Claire Regis last night, here with head coach Rick Beyer. And coach, conditions aside, this is a game, again, you want to make sure that you're winning these conference games and that you're getting some key wins on the road too, all of this battle testing you for the stretch run.
Yep, we
we talked on the bus on the way over. I said, elements don't mean a thing. We both got to play in it. It's a game that we got to go out and just take care of business.
You really took care of business last night. And again, the bats were very hot, aggressive on the base paths. I believe you guys have 38 or 39 steals and 97.5% on stealing. And you told us after the game, hey, until someone proves they can stop it, we are going to be aggressive.
And we'll do the same thing tonight.
When you look at who you've got in the circle, again, Katie has just been so strong. She's literally struck out half the batters she's faced. Are there any concerns about her wearing out, or you're just saying, you know what, we've got a senior who we can ride for a long, long way?
No, like last year, I had to pitch her every inning, and this year now we'll give her some breaks. She pitched one full game so far. Otherwise, we've been giving her rest. Like, she hasn't thrown over 70 pitches a game yet.
When you look at your opponent tonight in Stanley Boyd, they've tinkered around with their lineup, I believe, and trying to, again, find their groove. They've hung with some opponents other times, bigger deficits. But what do you see in them when we say, hey, we got to make sure that we're ready for this?
They're got a couple young girls, too, that are hitting the ball. And, you know, anything can happen in weather like this. So we just got to come up prepared.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, and we'll chat with you after the game. It's a little bit warmer in the press box if you want to come up. So,
all right. Thanks.
That's head coach Rick Beyer. We continue with Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports, live from Stanley.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Lady Max softball here in WOGO Sports, getting the game going a little bit earlier than expected here, Chris Malika, as everybody's cold and just said, let's play.
Yeah, I look down, I'm like, they're starting, so let's go.
So Keegan Winger bunts her way onto first base, and now running towards second, tag not in time. So Keegan with an infield single and then a steal. That is her ninth steal.
We have Riley up.
Riley Christensen Richardson, the freshman. With a runner at second. Riley hits it right through the five hole, the pitcher's legs, and that's going to send Keegan barreling around third and in to score. It's 1-0 McDonald.
Like I stated in the beginning, you know, the aggressive base running and getting those base hits are going to be the key to this game.
So an RBI base hit for the freshman, Riley Christensen Richardson.
We have our Morgan Wirtz up. She has six RBIs on the season.
Hitting .538, number 33, the catcher. Wirtz, the senior. Facing the freshman pitcher, that's Ella Nitz, number 12.
And Riley took a really good jump there at first, trying to play with them, seeing what they've got.
Morgan will stand back in again. 1-0 McDonald. Morgan showing bunt, then pulls it back. Riley heading towards second, face first slide as she is in safely.
Nice slide, Riley.
Stanley Boyd in the jet black tops and bottoms. A lot of hoodies out there and
blankets and hoodies, everything to
whatever
keep warm
it takes.
As they can.
The orange numerals and white piping. 3-1 the count as Wirtz takes the ball. McDonald in their royal blue tops and bottoms with the white pinstripes, white numerals, gold piping. Gold lettering as well. Wirtz takes ball four. And Morgan Wirtz earns a walk. And now runners at first and second with none out and one in. McDonald leading 1-0 here.
We've got Chloe Stanley Boyd coming in to run for Morgan again tonight.
So Flanagan now at first. That brings up Aubrey Jorn, the senior, hitting .500. First baseman, number 24. Aubrey bats from the right.
And again, as we said, Riley's looking to test out to see how the arm is on the catcher here. Doing a couple jumping jacks
to stay warm at second base. A little bit of a pause in the action here. For a moment, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. White City Glass, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics for over three decades. Aubrey Dorn, the senior, stands in. Takes a high pitch on a rise ball there from Nitz, the freshman. Runners were about to start. Again, Kendall Heffler bunted her way on. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports as we're in the press box, a little bit warmer than yesterday.
Out of the wind, that's the biggest thing.
Aubrey Schoenbund pulls it back as Riley Christensen-Richardson moves to third, and then very alertly, Chloe takes second.
I think Riley's liking that face, the head first slide on that one. Getting a little dirty.
I think everybody's probably begging to run today because that's the only way to keep warm out there. In the dirt. Low and inside on Aubrey Dorn. As the count's 3-0, the freshman Nitz. Ken McDonald 5-0 on the season. 2-0 on the Western Cloverbelt. 4-5 record for Stanley Boyd. Winless so far in their first three attempts in the Cloverbelt Conference. Nitz the pitch. Swatted foul for Aubrey Dorn. Chloe Flanagan at second. Riley Christensen-Richardson at third.
Yeah, Aubrey was just a little bit late on that, swinging the bat on that one, so that's what brought it around and made it go foul.
Pretty hale and hearty crowd out there. Seen a lot of blankets, but still folks coming out. Beautiful complex here at Oriole Park. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss for Aubrey Dorn. Count has worked full 3-2. One in for McDonald, none out, two on. They lead 1-0 here in the top of the first.
Yeah, this complex is amazing. Actually, the baseball field is right to our backs, and so it's kind of nice having them both play at this time.
Ball four as Aubrey Dorn takes one high in the second walk in a row issued by the freshman earlier, Nitz, and that will bring up Katie Ruff, the senior, also batting 500. The pitcher number 20.
Yeah, and Katie's been real solid at the plate, too. Just take being patient. I said that last night, but then a lot of them, they swung at their first pitch, so.
And Ralph will swing at the first pitch, and she pops it back up to Nitz. And Nitz collides with their third baseman, but able to hold on to it. That's the first out of the inning, and the bases will stay loaded with one away.
Yeah, that was a little scary, that little collision there with third base and the pitch.
Kelsey Bremnes. Another youngster in this lineup, the freshman batting 400. The shortstop, number 10, steps in from the right side. With one out and the bases loaded, McDonald leading 1-0. Low and inside, skipping right by the shins of Kelsey Bremnes.
Riley was thinking she wanted to come in on that one. She kind of hit the brakes and skidded some dirt there. Just trying to be aggressive with the base running.
We saw that happen a couple times yesterday on the pass balls. The 1-0 pitch, inside, missed. Bremnes, the freshman, and got her bat going yesterday against Regis.
Yeah, she did a real good job just being attentive in that.
Dribbled along the third baseline and foul.
Being attentive in that box and just kind of being patient.
Two balls, one strike, one out for the Lady Macs. You're on the road at Stanley Boyd. On WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Behind us, McDonald Macs boys battling the Orioles of Stanley Boyd in baseball. The pitch, that one a grounder along the third baseline, fired a home in time for the force. Good play there from the third baseman, Kelly Lou, the freshman.
Yep, being alert what they needed to do, but bases are still loaded here with Claire coming up.
Two away now for McDonald. So on the fielder's choice, Bremnes reaches first. And Riley out at home. Claire Ruff, the freshman, batting 533, solid contact. She drives
them
all the way back to the wall, 200 feet away. That's going
to
bring runs in and
she's
almost clear the bases as Claire Ruff heads to third with a stand-up three RBI triple.
Solid hit there for Claire. Sharon, 9 RBIs, and you just add 3 of them right there.
That is the third triple of the season for McDonald. And the first for Claire Ruff, the 533 hitter, brings up Kira Leinenkugel, the junior, the DP, batting 500 here in the first 5 games with a runner at third. Takes the ball high.
And Kiara's real good. Again, the key is being patient and waiting. She's real solid in that box there. You can always count on her and keep her, keep you going here.
Leinenkugel dribbles one right in front of the plate, foul. Thought maybe she'd hit with that one off the side of her cleat, but looks to be fine. And the freshman, Ellen Nitz, very young Stanley Boyd lineup.
Yeah, I think we one senior on the team.
Pitches inside, pass ball, and Claire Ruff in to score.
You know, paying attention to what's going on and where the ball is, and that's moving them around like they need to be. Plus, they want to get in the dugout to keep a little bit warmer out of the wind.
Exactly. So McDonald leads at 5-0 here with 2 away in the top of the first. Again, getting off to a hot start as they scored 5 in the first inning against Regis yesterday. Leinenkugel takes one inside, 3-1. No one on, 5 runs in here, top of the first. It's Stanley Boyd. Nitz, the 3-1 pitch. Inside, take your base. Leinenkugel, third walk issued by Nitz, the freshman.
And batting in today's lineup is Keegan Winger,
the sophomore third baseman, number 14. Keegan looking for her first hit, I believe, of the season.
Yep.
Let's see if she can get it right here. Again, Wormwood plays at third in the batting order here. Keegan stands in from the right side. The sophomore takes a strike.
Looked a little high there.
I was going to say, too, so. But again, we're not at field level, and I'm very glad not to be, because it's much warmer up here. So.
It is. Out of the wind.
0-1 pitch from Nitz. And Keegan Winger bloops it out to left field, and that's her first hit of the season.
Good job, Keegan.
Well done by Keegan Winger. She gets to first and moves Leinenkugel along.
Just got an update on the boys. It's still 0-0 in the first inning.
It's pretty easy to get updates now where you can just kind of turn around.
Turn around, exactly.
And 2 outs, 5 runs in for McDonald here in the top of the first. They've batted around. We're back up to Keegan Winger. Back up to Kendall Heffler. And Kendall bunted her way to first, stole second, and then scored on the Riley Christensen-Richardson single.
We talked quite a bit about her speed, and with her leading off with the bunt, that's why. Oh,
she slams just one along the third baseline, and like you mentioned, just trickled foul.
You know, like I said, Kendall's speed, you know, gets her real good. Puts in a great position where she's able to bunt and beat that throw to first base.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Runners at first and second, 2 away. Kendall Heffler, one low and in the dirt inside. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 outs. You're in the top of the first at Oriole Park in Stanley. Nitz, the freshman, with 2 aboard, wheels and deals, popped up over the backstop and almost over our heads here as well. Keegan Winger battling in this at-bat.
I think tonight the JV are slated to play after the varsity game as well. So they're keeping warm.
Stay warm, kids. Winger takes a ball low and inside. Working this count here. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 aboard and 2 out here in the top of the first for Kendall Heffler. Heffler, the 2-2 pitch. That one dribbled along the third baseline, foul.
That's kind of her favorite place right now, is hitting up that third baseline.
Kendall's opted for the long-sleeved hoodie, I think, underneath the jersey.
Yeah, I think she's got a hood up on there protecting her neck.
Nice pitch, shot. And Kendall Hoeffler, a shot out deep to left. That's going to bring in one. And Kendall Hoeffler, an RBI single. That's the sixth run of the inning for McDonald. As Leinenkugel came in to score. And that leaves Keegan Winger at second. Keegan Winger at second. So Riley Christensen Richardson.
Nice bloop out there in the outfield.
Pops it out, and a diving attempt made by the right fielder. No, and Riley Christensen Richardson tagged at second, not in time. That was a close play there. Another RBI.
Kendall came in on that one too when there was the stuff happening at second base. Kendall did her smart base running and came in
all the
and
way
scored
around
as well.
So make that two. Runs batted in for Riley. As she's into second with a double.
Morgan Wirtz is stepping into the box.
McDonald, this will be their 12th batter of the top of the first. And Riley again looking to run. She has 9 steals coming into this game. And actually 11 is where she sits at now. She stole second and third her first time up.
She's such an aggressive base runner. She wants to get out there and get a good jump.
Takes the ball high. 8-0 McDonald. All right, Ella, you got it. And here in the top of the first.
Yeah, she's an aggressive base runner and, is able to take a couple, if not one base, two on a good solid base hit.
Riley at second. Morgan Wirtz bangs one back foul. And she walked her first time up. Morgan batting .538. Looking to do some damage with Aubrey Dorn on deck. Two outs here for McDonald, but the Orioles still trying to get out of this top of the first. And knocked foul by Morgan Wirtz just along the third base line. Morgan bundling up as well with the McDonald sweatshirt over the top of the jersey. Keep warm and keep the bats hot. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 8-0 lead for McDonald. Morgan hits one along the third baseline. Glove there. Long throw across the diamond. And in time from Kelly Lou to Abby Reynolds. And so Wirtz retired on the 5-3 putout. But McDonald does their damage in the first. After half an inning, your score, McDonald 8, Stanley Boyd 0. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
We welcome you into the bottom half of the first inning here at Stanley Boyd Oriole Park. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Gavin Bovey, our producer and board operator, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. The Lady Max plate 8 in the top of the first, and that brings up the Stanley Boyd Orioles for the first time.
And we've got snowflakes falling. Snowflakes and wind. Great springtime weather.
Feels like Christmas. Katie Ruff, the senior in the circle for McDonald, as they will huddle there. I don't know if that's for warmth or to figure out how they want to phase the top of this lineup for Stanley Boyd.
Yeah, Katie, just the biggest thing for her is keeping her hand warm in between those pitches and everything.
Kelly Liu, the freshman third baseman, made a couple nice plays in that first inning.
That one goes in the parking lot. Yep, in the parking lot that one goes.
A little too close to the WOGO vehicle for my comfort there. I probably should have parked further away. Number 10, Lou, is the freshman third baseman. Batting from the right. Whistling one in there for a strike is Katie Ruff. Again, 80 batters faced, 40 strikeouts for Katie coming into this game. Has allowed just 9 hits, only 1 earned run, and 3 walks as a .318 ERA. And a strikeout for Katie to start the inning.
You know, and I think one of the other impressive is she's had 12, now 13, you know, looking strikeouts, you know, just standing there, that she's able to get that in there, the ball in there. She just does a great job.
Morgan Wirtz is going to run out and have a quick conference in the circle with Katie. But again, it almost becomes old hat just how good she's been, that we've got to at some point stop and appreciate what a career this senior has had, and one that we hope continues into June this year as well, too. But just to have that dominance in the circle, and we've seen some youngsters getting a little relief pitching action so far in this season, and hopefully that'll pay dividends trying to save Katie's arm as long as possible. As Ava Prawl, the sophomore left fielder, number 6, steps in to bat from the right side. Katie deals a swinging strike 1.
You know, and Katie is probably her worst critic, her own critic. Yesterday we saw a couple of the Regis get a couple hits off her, and she, I guarantee she went home last night and that pondered in her head. And I think she just strives for such excellence, which she really does a great job.
1 ball and 1 strike with 1 away here, top of the batting order for the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Katie Ruff delivers, solid contact there, and a blooper for Ava Prawl drops into shallow center, and she is aboard, the sophomore. Again,
yeah,
in this lineup.
Yeah, that was just a little blooper right behind second base, and hard time getting to that one.
4 freshmen and 2 sophomores in the starting lineup for Coach Andrea Marr. Talent in the youth here for Stanley Boyd. They have a runner aboard with 1 away, and Lauren Potashek, the junior shortstop, stands in for the right side, ducks away from the first pitch. A miss there from Katie Ruff. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out, 1 on at first base. That's Ava Prawl. McDonald leading 8-0 here in the bottom of the first. From Stanley Boyd. Whirling and dealing inside. Snap throw up to first, and Aubrey Dorn from Morgan Wirtz.
Yeah, Morgan just wants to make sure and keep the runners in check, that she sees them there and push them back to the base.
Potashek stands back in. Rough deal, showing bunt. No, another snap throw to first. This one might be in time. Not quite picked off. As that time, Dorn moving forward and Brezina coming over to cover first.
Yeah, from this perspective, it looked good, but we're not down there on the field.
We saw another close play in the top of the first, where the Stanley Boyd faithful thought it should have been called and out. There's a strike on Potashek.
You know, I think a key factor is, too, and Coach Beyer mentioned it, that the elements, you know, they have to just get that out of their head, not worry about the elements.
The 3-1 is a swinging strike 2 on Lauren Potashek. Yeah, Abby out there at second. She's wearing a big coat.
There
swinging
go,
strike 3. Puncher out Katie Ruff, her second strikeout of this first inning. And Potashek goes down for the second out of the inning. That brings up Bailey Sikora, the catcher, number 11. So they go freshman, sophomore, junior, sophomore. And the first 4 in the batting order for Coach Andrea Marr.
Just having that young talent coming up is huge.
Morgan Wirtz,
nice
arm
throw.
Being tested, throws to second, not in time, as Ava Prawl.
A little high on the second. Throw, but
covering the bag there, Kelsey Bremnes. Again, we know Morgan has the arm, so I should just maybe sail that one a tad. Runner now at second, with Sikora, the sophomore, facing Katie Ruff. Takes the ball inside. McDonald leading 8-0.
You know, the key for keeping warm is, even with the outfielders, just moving a little bit and keeping your muscles going.
Dribbler along the third base line, foul. That puts Katie Ruff back even on this count. Two balls and one strike, rather. Nevaeh Walters, the freshman center fielder, on deck if Sakor is able to reach. Bottom of the first. The 2-1 pitch from Katie Ruff, swinging strike. Katie Ruff, one strike away from putting up another scoreless half inning here. The 2-2 pitch, that one dribbled to winger at third, high throw, but the stab of the glove by Aubrey Dorn. And 5-3 on the putout, and after one complete, it's McDonald 8, Stanley Boyd 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back. Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. After one inning complete, McDonald leads 8-0 over the young Stanley Boyd Orioles. And Aubrey Dorn batting leadoff here in the Max half of the second.
Just a quick update on the boys' baseball. They're at the top of the second. Max are down 0-2.
Again, we'll keep you updated on that game happening behind us. As Aubrey will stand in, she reached on a walk and scored a run. In that top of the first, where McDonald batted around, sent 12 to the plate, actually. Dorn, sharp contact along the third baseline, knocked it foul.
Yeah, she's just a little late on that, and that's where bringing it around.
And the freshman, Ellen Nitz, in the circle for Coach Andrea Marr. Dorn stands in, pops that one foul over the backstop, and actually pops out of the park after it hits the concrete. Dorn stands back in.
She just needs to be patient here.
The 0-2 pitch from Ella Nitz. Dorn again sharply hits it foul along the third baseline. Dorn trying to get aboard for the second time here in this game. McDonald's on base percentage as a team is .503, and their team batting average at .405. Coming into this game, their sixth of the season. Tied with Fall Creek and Cadott atop the Western Clover Belt standings. Aubrey Dorn pops one up in foul territory, and it gets away from the first baseman, Abby Reynolds, the senior. I think maybe she lost it for a moment.
I think she lost. I think she was worried about hitting Coach Ruff, too. He was doing the back pedal there, almost fell, but was able to stay upright.
I like the hat that Reynolds is sporting out there at first to keep warm. Got some blaze orange there, and it ties in nicely with the Orioles color scheme.
Yeah, the stocking caps are definitely needed today.
That's for sure. So we'll do it again at 0-2. No one out. Top of the second inning here in Stanley Boyd. Nitz the pitch. Dorn again pops it up along the first baseline. Long run over, and it ends up popping to the ground between Bailey Sakura and Abby Reynolds. Both had a bit of a chance for it.
Yeah, and Aubrey's just wanting to make the connection there, and she just needs to be a little patient.
The 0-2 pitch. That one goes behind the cleats of Aubrey Dorn. First ball issued in this at-bat for Nitz, the freshman. And we're seeing the fielders bouncing around on their toes out there trying to keep warm on the infield and outfield. Aubrey Dorn has worked this into a long AB. Nitz the pitch high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Aubrey Dorn. And here at Oriole Park in Stanley, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you, Gavin Bovey, the Wogo home base in Halley. The 2-2 from Nitz. Dorn takes one inside. That one looked close to catching the inside edge. So Aubrey Dorn down 0-2 early has worked this count full with a patient at bat. Nitz in the circle. The payoff pitch. Inside for a ball. Take your base, Aubrey Dorn.
Patience paid off for her.
She has earned two walks here.
Morgan stepping in the box. Katie coming in.
Katie Ruff, the senior, popped out back to her fellow pitcher in Nitz in the first inning. Now with McDonald leading 8-0 and a runner aboard, Aubrey Dorn is off to the races and steals second pretty easily as that ball got away from the catcher, Sikora.
Again, real attentive base running, paying attention to where the ball's at.
One and oh the count. Katie Ruff now with Aubrey Dorn at second. No one out here in the top. She'll dribble one to Lou along the third baseline. Fires to first in time. But Dorn is going to take third. So again, Lou's been busy over there. The freshman at the hot corner at third. But Aubrey Dorn moves on to third. Indefinite scoring position here. As Ruff on the sacrifice, 5-3 on the putout, but moves Dorn ahead.
Kelsey Brumna stepping into the box.
She reached on a fielder's choice and scored as the first pitch misses for Nitz. And eight on the board so far for McDonald. Here in the top of the second. Brumna's the right-handed batter. Takes one for a strike, snap throw to third, just to hold Aubrey Dorn there.
I don't even think Aubrey knew the ball was coming back at that point. She was walking back to the base.
Senior and freshman over there, and Lou the third baseman, and Dorn the senior. The 2-0 pitch in there for a strike on Bremnitz.
I think Kelsey knew it right away coming in. She had bent over, and as soon as she saw it, she knew that it was a strike coming in.
Do it again here with Nitz, the 2-1. And that one misses a little bit high. 3-1 the count. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. The 3-1 pitch, that one knocked foul. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier, has been since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. The count has worked full. 3-2, payoff pitch to Bremnitz. Take your base. Here's Kelsey Bremnitz, the second walk issued of this second inning by Nitz.
Brings up Claire Ruff.
Now runners at the corners. And Ruff had a bases clearing triple. The bases loaded up. I believe she had three runs batted in yesterday. Did it in just one sweep of the bat.
Showing a bunt.
Pass ball by the catcher, and that's going to bring Dorn in to score. And all the way from first to third is Kelsey Bremnitz.
She's going to do it too.
Kelsey paying attention again to where the ball was and brings her all the way to third.
Dorn is the ninth run of the game. 9-0, the Lady Macs. Claire Ruff stands back in there with the count at 1-0, and now a runner at third. Nitz deals. Knocked right past Nitz for a base hit. As Ruff runs it out, and another RBI for Claire Ruff as Bremnes comes roaring home. And it's 10-0, the Lady Macs.
That brings up Kiera Leinenkugel.
She reached on a walk and scored in the first.
Just solid as, you know, a designated player coming in.
Leinenkugel takes ball one as Claire Ruff takes a big lead off first base. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Leinenkugel takes ball two. Pitch a bit high.
Go ahead. Sorry, Kiara's a junior coming in. Last year, you know, she played on JV as well. Such great leadership and coming in here. She's dedicated and just a great player on the sidelines and cheering on her team. So,
strike called, 2-1 the count with one away. McDonald's played it two here in the top of the second and looking for more. Leinenkugel takes a high pitch. Bailey Sikora had to come way up out of her stance to grab that one. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Macs. Grounder to Lou. She fires to second in time for the force.
Yeah, Claire took a slide in there, but the ball was already pretty much there before she'd reached, so puts them at two outs.
5-4 on the put out there as Leinenkugel reaches on the fielder's choice. And that brings up Keegan Winger, who had her first hit this season and also scored a run. Winger takes one inside.
Kiara had a good jump there, but catcher was great in pushing her back to first base.
And Nitz, the freshman, trying to get settled in here after giving up eight in the top of the first. Winger takes a pitch inside. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Nitz, the pitch. Another one sails in high. Hitter's count worked here for Keegan Winger. She puts herself into a great position trying to get her second hit of the game and the season. 10-0 McDonald. We're at the top of the second. Two outs. 3-0 the count for Keegan Winger. With a runner at first. Winger takes a strike on the inside corner. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The 3-1 pitch. Winger takes high. Take your base. And that will advance Caroline and Kugel to second.
It brings up our Kendall Heffler, excuse me.
So Kendall, her third at bat. She's 2-for-2.
And again, she's being patient in that box and nice solid.
This time
hit.
Swings at the first one and drives it out to left field on the grass. Long throw over the head of the catcher, and that's going to bring Leinenkugel in to score. And
advances Keegan to third, and Kendall's at second.
So Kendall a double. As McDonald now leads 11-0.
Riley stepping into the box with two outs. Another pass ball brings in Keegan.
Oh, okay.
A throw back to the pitcher, not in time, as Keegan Winger scores her second run of the game. And now Kendall Heffler stands at third, on the pass ball. McDonald leading 12-0. With two away here in the top of the second. Oh! Riley Christensen Richardson takes a big cut at this first pitch. The freshman has a single and a double and three runs batted in and a couple steals.
She just did one of the chili shakes over there trying to make herself a little, get herself a little bit warm.
Kendall Heffler at third. Riley, the freshman, she'll knock that one right past the third baseman. Tough play by the shortstop. The throw.
And she's
in time.
Yep.
So a nice play there from short to first, Lauren Potashek to Abby Reynolds, and that'll end the inning. But McDonald does more damage, plating four. After 1.5, our score, the Lady Macs 12, the Stanley Boyd Orioles 0. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Oriole Park in Stanley. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, live streaming and podcasts there. Your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Spring sports. It doesn't feel like spring today on this cold, windy, and snow-flurried day, but we're glad to be with you as McDonald leads 12-0 here in the bottom of the second inning on the road.
I think there's even a frost advisory for tonight.
Yeah, I think the National Weather Service has even called for some freeze warnings the next couple days, so if you're growing anything, be mindful of that. Nevaeh Walters, the freshman, center fielder, steps in for the first time, takes a big cut, swing and a miss against Katie Ruff. Walters opting for the big hoodie. And these poor kids just trying to keep warm out there. Swinging strike two as Katie Ruff out in front of the freshman Walters.
A little bit of frustration, but understandable on that one.
12-0. The Lady Macs with the lead. Taking a ball is Nevaeh Walters. Yeah, Walter stands back in, the freshman.
Katie does a really good job of, you know, on these cold days,
foul
making
straight
sure
back
to keep her arm and her hand warm when we're up to bat. So she does a great job in making sure and keeping that loose.
That one bounced off the netting at the top of the bleachers, showing why they thought well to put that there. The 1-2 pitch, that one sails in high. And Ruff allowed just one base runner, Ava Prawl, in the top of the first, who reached on a single and stole second. Two strikeouts in the top of the first. Grounder to short, throw to first, long stretch for Aubrey Dorn in time.
Good pickup by Kelsey. Throw is a little bit short, but Aubrey does a great job with that reach. Stretching out, almost into the splits.
6-3 on the put out there, and as you mentioned, a nice play on both sides of that as it was hit pretty sharply there by Nevaeh Walters. The freshman doing a great job battling back in that at bat against Katie Ruff. Now Abby Reynolds, the senior first baseman, takes ball one.
And I think that's the importance of it. Katie knows that she has that defense behind her. If the batters get a hit, that she's got that defense defending behind her.
Strike one. One away, one ball, one strike. McDonald leading 12-0 here in the bottom of the second. Called strike two. Reynolds the senior. There's number four, another one who's opted for the hoodie underneath the jersey and underneath the batting helmet. Ruff comes home with a pitch, swinging strike two. Excuse me, strike three, I'm sorry. Behind on the count there.
Brings up second out.
Third strikeout for Katie Ruff, and that is 43 on the season by our count. Thanks to Game Changer, the app, for getting us as updated as we could be before the game. Ruff one hops one to Wirtz on pitch one against Ellen Nitz. Her counterparts on the other side, Nitz, the freshman pitcher, number 12. 12 runs on the board for McDonald. Ruff comes home with the pitch. That one floats in a little bit high. She couldn't get Nitz to chase it. Two balls, no strikes, with two away here in the bottom of the second. At Stanley Boyd. Ruff the pitch, swinging strike one. Ruff will scuff it up a little bit in the circle. Now comes home with the pitch, swinging strike.
That snap, that when that ball hits the glove of Morgan, just is an indication of how strongly Katie's pitching.
Even in the elements. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the second. The 2-2 pitch, swinging strike three. Punch her out. K stands for Katie, her fourth strikeout of the game. And after two complete, our score, the McDonald Lady Macs 12, the Stanley Boyd Orioles nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac softball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
McDonald softball, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you as we head to the third with McDonald leading Stanley Boyd here on the road in Stanley, 12-0 after two.
Morgan Wirtz is coming up. Last inning, she had her shin guards on just in case with two outs. That's the tail of a pit catcher, because they leave it on and just in case, so they don't have to put that equipment on going back out.
So Wirtz jumps in, the senior. Her third at bat, takes ball one. She reached on a walk in the first as they batted around, came back to the plate and made the final out of the inning on a grounder to third. Wirtz, the right-handed batter, quickly ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes.
Morgan's real patient in that box. She knows just to wait and watch.
Takes ball three. So Wirtz quickly into a hitter's count here.
Big shout out to Morgan's mom and dad, Charlie Wirtz and Sarah Schultz. They're the ones who put the stats and everything into Game Changer for us. And so
we appreciate that very much. And Wirtz, a four-pitch walk. So Morgan aboard here in the third.
Chloe Flanagan's in to run for Morgan.
And Aubrey Dorn comes back up. Dorn reached on a walk twice. Two runs scored. Has a steal in there as well. Immediately hits it to Lou at third. Lou throws for the leadoff runner. And Flanagan called out at second. So Dorn reaches on the fielder's choice.
And Flanagan.
Just not quick enough on that one. It was went to third there, so that was a quick little throw.
Brings up Katie Ruff, the senior, the pitcher. 0-2. She takes strike one. Thank you to Justice Cleveland for the heads up that McDonald grad Thomas Longbella has made his first PGA Tour cut at the Corrales Championship. He had a round of 4-under to make the weekend. And Ruff behind him, the count 0-2. As the freshman pitcher Nitz settling in a little bit here.
Just an update on the boys, too. They're at the bottom of the second, 0-3. Stanley's up on them.
So the boys will be looking for a comeback here on this chilly day. Aubrey Dorn steals second.
Misquoted, I think. They're in the third inning over there.
Katie Ruff looking for her first hit of the game. And Ruff a check swing. Works the count to 2-2, one out.
She looked at that one.
She's thinking about it.
A little high for her.
Oh, Dorn at second. Katie had that big stand-up triple yesterday against Regis. Now she'll swat one right past the pitcher, and that's going to score Aubrey Dorn from second. Katie Ruff, a big turnaround first. She's going to hold there, but an RBI single for the pitcher, Katie Ruff.
Aubrey was happy to run all the way from second to home. Gets her a little bit warmed up there.
Indeed. Courtesy runner for Katie Ruff is Olivia Wolf. And now with one out, it's 13-0 McDonald here in the top of the third.
Got Kelsey Bremna stepping into the box.
She reached on a fielder's choice in the first and scored. Walked in the second and scored as well. Ruff takes ball one. Well, when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. The pitch. Knocked foul.
I believe Olivia Wolf came in to run for Katie.
She did indeed. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken & Associates, Professional Land Surveying. Call 715-720-4000, 720-4000 for Heath Loken & Associates. Knocked foul again by Bremnes. 1-2 the count. With one out, Olivia Wolf standing at first.
You got Chloe in the batter's box over there. Her hands are in her back pocket just trying to keep warm.
Wait for her turn.
She's like, I'm not going to practice swing. I just want to be warm.
Bremnes, the freshman, stands back in, takes a high ball.
Ooh, nice
head
slide
first
by
slide
Olivia.
By Olivia to steal second.
She pops right up, gets ready to go on to third.
Again, the base running coming into the game, 39 steals for McDonald. Now I believe they're close to 45. 2-2 the count with a runner at second. Bremnes takes ball three. Low and inside.
Olivia does a good job also in jumping off and just kind of getting out there where if it's a pass ball that she can get to third right away.
One away. The payoff pitch. Line drive foul. Over the head of Rick Beyer there.
A little bent back by coach there.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. That's Grace Home Respiratory. We appreciate Chuck and the crew and their support of Chi-High McDonald Athletics here in WOGO. The 3-2 count. Again, the pitch inside in the dirt. And that is going to send runners to the corners. And actually on the passed ball, moving all the way to second, is Kelsey Bremnes. Again, alert base running there as Wolf now stands at third.
That brings up Claire and has the runners at second and third, one out.
So Claire Ruff, the freshman, takes an inside pitch for ball one. Ruff had a Three RBI bases clearing, triple in the first, singled, and then an RBI single in the second, and called out at second later in the inning. The pitch to Ruff takes one inside for a strike.
Throw up third baseline to get Olivia back to the base. She's safe.
And Wolf standing at third. And Kelsey Bremnes at second with Claire Ruff, the freshman, at the plate, looking for a 3-for-3 day. In the top of the third, McDonald leading 13-0. The pitch, swinging strike. Again, it seems like with the freshman pitcher Nitz that we've seen her start to settle in a little bit here in the third. Again, facing just a kind of a murderer's row in this batting lineup for McDonald. But Nitz, a youngster, trying to work her way into this one.
And she is
grounder right
past
her.
Little bobble at second, gets cleared to first base.
And two are going to score for McDonald. And Claire Ruff takes second.
Sliding in there, kind of was paying attention to where the ball was. Like I said, aggressive base running.
So I don't know if we, I guess, score that as a double for Claire Ruff, and a two RBI double at that. As Wolf came in to score, Bremnes came in to score.
Girls are running around. We've got Claire, Kiara, and Keegan all running around. Coach Beyer out there just to keep warm. Just taking a pause out there in the center circle for Stanley Boyd.
Well, as they've called time, we'll take a timeout to let you know that you don't need to let a lingering sports injury rule your life. Don't get sidelined. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. That's cvosm.com/WOGO. It's 15-0 McDonald. As Claire Ruff has driven in six of those 15 runs, and that brings up Caroline and Kugel. She has two runs scored, reached on a base on balls and a fielder's choice.
Yeah, she's been, as I stated earlier, she's been just real solid in the box and patient and waiting for the pitch to come that she wants.
So Kira, the junior, stands back in against Nitz, the freshman, with a runner at second. That's Claire Ruff. Showing bunt, and she knocks it right in front of the plate. Almost a beautiful bunt there for Caroline and Kugel, but it just trickles foul. Nitz will stand to the back of the circle, now stride back in. Claire Ruff at second. One away. There's
nice
a
bunt.
Nice bunt laid down nice by Linus Kugel. She'll be called out at first on the throw from Lou. But Claire Ruff to third and dancing around third like she wanted to come all the way home.
Yeah, she was playing around there for with them a little bit and went back. And good job for the first baseman pushing her back to third base.
So 5-3 on the put out for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Keegan Winger. Winger's reached twice. Takes a first pitch strike. Keegan, two runs scored, had a single in the first, a walk, and a run scored in the second. And batting ninth. Playing third base. Claire Ruff at third and two outs.
Yeah, Keegan played third base last year as a freshman and did a great job.
Winger, a high fly ball into shallow left, and it drops in between two players. And Keegan Winger gets her second hit of the game and drives in a run. So Keegan Winger, an RBI.
Kendall back at the top of the lineup with Kendall stepping in.
Kendall's had another strong day, and she pops one straight up over to Lou, who gloves for the third out of the inning. But after three complete, McDonald leads, or excuse me, after two and a half, McDonald leads 15-0. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac softball on WOGO.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, thank you for joining us for McDonald Lady Mac softball here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you in the booth today here at Stanley Boyd at their beautiful Oriole Park complex.
Very thankful for that. Update on Mac baseball. They are down 4-0 at the bottom of the third. Excuse me? Again, I quote myself, restate that, bottom of the fourth.
Bottom of the fourth. Moving pretty quickly over here. We are in the bottom of the third. Here is Katie Ruff. Fires one in for a strike. Aaliyah Allard, the junior, second baseman, her first time up.
And it's kind of hard knowing which ones are coming up because they have hoodies on that are covering their numbers. And
we just have to trust the lineup.
Exactly.
Allard takes strike two. Ruff working very quickly here. The 0-2 pitch. That one sails in high. Allard a good eye on that one. The second baseman batting in the 8 slots. Ruff, the 1-2 pitch called strike three.
Kitty just does a great job of mixing up her pitches and just staying focused and doing what she needs to do.
5 strikeouts for Katie Ruff on 8 batters faced. In for strike one against Gianna Dom, the freshman right fielder, number 9. She also bats from the right side. Ruff kind of working the dirt around in the center of the circle here at Oriole Park.
Coach made light of it yesterday after the game that Morgan and Katie, you know, they've been working together for so long. That
swinging strike two.
The coaches don't even need to make the calls for the pitches, that they kind of know what they need to do.
And as fast as Katie's working right now, there's it's not a lot of need as she and Morgan kind of find that zone. One away, the 0-2 pitch.
That one just missed
outside. Gianna Dom, the freshman, laying off that one. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 723-2977. The 1-2 pitch, that one misses low. H&R Electric, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our Lady Macs. One out, none on, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We're in Gianna Dom, the freshman. Ruff delivers, called strike three. Second punch out of the inning for Katie Ruff. She has 2 strikeouts in each inning so far. And the Orioles down to potentially their last out of the game here. Pop up to shallow left field, running up, making the squeeze, ending the game is Kendall Heffler and McDonald. Their second mercy rule in 3 innings in as many nights as they defeat Stanley Boyd. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 15, the Stanley Boyd Orioles 0. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. We'll chat with head coach Rick Beyer. We'll get you the highlights, stats as well, and we'll check in on that boys game behind us again on a chilly afternoon here in Stanley. Your final score on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs win at 15-0 as they move to 6-0 on the season and still remain perfect 3-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is Lady Mac Softball and WOGO Postgame coming up next.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Radio Max postgame here on WOGO Sports. Rick Beyer making his way up to us in the press box shortly, so we will get him on the air with us to get his thoughts as McDonald wins it 15-0 on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We appreciate Coach Beyer joining us, and we'll see again. We tried to promise him before the game that it would be a little bit warmer up here, Coach, and yeah, not half bad. We even have I've got some hand warmers here too, if you need them.
Hey, it's not bad here at all. Out there, she's a little windy.
Well, again, the weather cold, but the bats hot. You did what you needed to again get the job done and get win number 6 on this season. What were you most impressed with the girls today?
Base running.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took the extra base every chance they got.
And again, we saw it so many times, heads-up base running as well, too, on some of the passed balls, too. It's not just one base runner being alert. It's everybody on the bases, and I think it can kind of make some of the infielders' heads spin a little bit, too, because you just don't know where to go with the ball because everybody's moving.
And we work on that daily at practice.
And, again, we saw the steal percentage, 97.5, coming in, too, and when you work on that at practice, too, you've got a lot of speed to work with, but it's not just speed, it's smarts.
Right, right. But here's the deal. When we work out with practice, we have Morgan throwing to second, and Morgan's a very good catcher,
yeah.
And they know they got to go. And she gets them all probably you know, 50% of the time.
So. Yeah, so that's a lot higher percentage than everybody else you're playing against.
Yeah.
Your pitcher, Katie Ruff, again, impressive. And as we always say with Katie, she's going to be hard on herself. She shouldn't be, but that's just the competitor she is. And so I'm sure, again, with another gaudy strikeout total in just three innings here, she's still going to be thinking about allowing a base runner.
She is, and the base hit. She wants to get that. She don't even like giving up base hits anymore. She thinks that she's going to get everybody out, but tonight she was mad at her bat. She wants to hit the ball, and she's a good hitter, so we'll work on that with her next.
Yeah, and again, she was able to get that hit there in her third at bat too. And again, we saw yesterday, Coach. Maybe we didn't get to mention it as much in the post game, but you got some of your younger players in the third inning yesterday, and that's got to be something too, the tribute to this program. We've seen the youth that are really impacting the game here too, but what about in practice too, with some of those younger players that might not always see the field in game action, but again are helping everybody else improve?
Well, in practice now we play like a game of 21 outs. So the younger girls, Katie will pitch, and then my freshman pitch to the other girls. So they're seeing live pitching in that game too. So they get a lot of live game arms during practice too. So they're learning as we go along too.
Coach, where do you say at this point of the season, again, six games in, this is where we really are strong as a team, but where do you see the room for improvement?
Dude, right now, they're just playing really good ball.
I know. It's kind of hard to find anything.
I mean, they're just hitting the ball so well. Hopefully they can keep it up.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, sometimes as a coach, you're looking for things to say, well, girls, we got to work on this. It's kind of hard when they're doing so many things at a very high level.
Right. And like I said, the base running has been phenomenal. I mean, everything we're working on, they're doing really well.
And again, we see this buy-in top to bottom, too. It's not just you're being led by a senior class. You're getting contributions, again, from everybody who's going out there. And again, even Keegan Winger coming in today, having a really nice day at the plate, too, as normally she's playing third, jumps into the batting order here, too. And again, when their number is called, they're ready to go.
Yep, fun. It's fun softball.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you guys again soon, hopefully on a warmer day.
For sure. Thanks.
All right, Head Coach Rick Beyer. We'll step out and be back in three here on WOGO as we try to tie things up from Stanley Boyd. McDonald, another Mercy Reel victory, 15-0 against a young but talented Stanley Boyd team. We're back in three on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Lady Max postgame here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins it in three here at Stanley Boyd on a chilly afternoon. 15-0. They win games in the Western Clover Belt on successive nights and move on in their season unbeaten on the season, 6-0 and 3-0 in WCC play. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. We'll get your highlights coming up after our final break. And again, appreciate so much the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Chris, again, always great to talk with Coach Beyer. And sometimes it seems like there can be a lot of coach speak and saying, oh, yeah, well, we gotta work on this. But there's no Belichick with Coach Beyer here, too, when he can just say, I'm not going to try to find something to pick on with this team. They're just playing such great softball.
And I think that's the key is that, you know, they've been working so hard on all these areas that – and they're showing it. They're showing their hitting, their base running, Katie's pitching, and the defense. They're showing what they can do, and you know, and I think he said that they still practice and they do the things at practice and work on it continually, still work on them, but they're doing what they need to do, and hopefully that just keeps continuing throughout the season.
As someone who's coached yourself, you probably could address this as well too, about is base running one of those things that you think about the fielding, you think about hitting, you think about your pitching, but base running, it's almost like special teams in football. Mm-hmm. One of those things that might be not worked on as much in practice. And Coach Beyer says, no, we work on that. And that's why they are, again, so aggressive on the base paths, because everybody out there is just a heads-up base runner.
And it is. I mean, you are correct in that it's not worked on as much. But yet Coach Beyer is really good at working on all aspects of the game. And these girls are just – they're just honed in. They're base running. They're paying attention to where the ball's at. They're getting a good jump off the base, and they're aggressive. They're aggressive out on those bases, and they're running as much as they can be.
Looking at the stats here, and again, we don't have them necessarily all put together, but, I mean, some of the things that jump out, again, Katie Ruff, 6 strikeouts in just 3 innings here. She faced 10 batters and struck out 6 of them today.
And, again, I mean, Coach said – that she'll be hard on herself, and she wants to. She wants to strike them all out. And I think she knows that she has the defense behind her, but she just takes on so much herself. And that's the person that she is, and that's the player that she is. She'll go home, and she'll fester about it, and she'll work harder and come back the next game and keep working hard.
7 steals also by my unofficial tally. And, again, we'll check Game Changer later on and, yep, and see what it is. But that would put them, again, up to 46 steals in 6 games.
It's phenomenal. I mean, that's awesome. I love that statistic. And it just shows how aggressive of base runners they are.
And, again, when we look at some of the batting performances here, again, Kendall Heffler didn't have a perfect day at the plate because she popped out again in the third there, too. But Kendall was 3-for-4 from the plate here by our tally, with 2 singles and a double, as well as an RBI and a steal in there as well, too. She had a strong game. And then Claire Ruff, the freshman, had that bases-clearing triple in the first to really get things started off with a bang. And, again, she was 3-for-3 on the day and had 6 runs batted in.
Mm-hmm. I think it shows the depth of, you know, with Claire being a freshman, Kendall being a junior, you know, and all around, just showing the depth of the batting and the players that are out on the field.
And another thing that jumps out at me looking at these stats here is McDonald wins at 15-0, and we're going to take our final break in a moment and come back with the highlights. But Morgan Wirtz and Aubrey Dorn, both batting over .500 coming into this game, and we've seen the power, we've seen the batting average, but we saw the patience here today as each of them drew 2 walks in this game.
And that's the key. As I've stated several times, being patient in that box. Stanley Boyd pitcher did a great job. She's a freshman. She's a young pitcher. She's doing a great job. But being patient in that box, and today showed it.
And, again, a lot of credit to Stanley Boyd, to Regis yesterday. Again, young teams, and clearly there's talent on these teams. We were talking with our young compatriot here who has lost her junior season due to injury here for softball. Hopefully she'll be back and playing as a senior for Stanley Boyd. But they just have one senior in the lineup as they graduated six from last year. So, again, there's a lot to be excited about here at Stanley Boyd and with Eau Claire Regis as well, too. We know, again, some great coaching in both of those programs. But McDonald, again, is just another level right now.
They are, and they continue to be, and they continue to impress me, and they continue to show, you know, why they're at the level that they're at, you know, just by their dedication and their commitment.
Well, here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, we're going to take one final 2.5 minute break to say thank you to the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. We'll come back with your post-game highlights again as the Lady Macs win it 15-0. Don't go away. We're back in 2.5 here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do.
Right? And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
In Stanley at the beautiful Oriole Park complex, McDonald comes out the victors 15-0 in three innings against Stanley Boyd. Let's hear how it went down. Your postgame highlights on WOGO Sports. And Riley out at home. Claire Ruff, the freshman, batting 533. Solid contact. She drives them all the way back to the wall 200 feet away. That's going to bring runs in and almost clear the bases as Claire Ruff heads to third with a stand-up three RBI triple.
Solid hit there for Claire.
Strike.
Looked a little high there.
I was going to say, too. So, but again, we're not at field level, and I'm very glad not to be because it's much warmer up here. So.
It is. Out of the wind.
0-1 pitch from Nitz. And Keegan Winger bloops it out to left field, and that's her first hit of the season.
Good job, Keegan.
Well done by Keegan Winger. She gets to first and moves Lyne and Kugel along.
too, and Coach Beyer mentioned it, that the elements, you know, they have to just get that out of their head, not worry about the elements.
The 3-1 is a swinging strike two on Lauren Potashek. Yeah, Abby out there at second. She's wearing a big coat.
There
swinging
go,
strike three. Puncher out Katie Ruff, her second strikeout of this first inning. And for balls, two strikes, two outs. Here in the bottom of the second. The 2-2 pitch, swinging strike three. Puncher out. K stands for Katie, her fourth strikeout of the game. And after two complete, our score, the McDonald Lady Macs 12, the Stanley Boyd Orioles nothing. We're back.
Bill.
Count to 2-2. One
she,
out.
She looked at that one.
I was thinking about it.
A little high for her.
Oh, Dorn at second. Katie had that big stand-up triple yesterday against Regis. Now she'll swat one right past the pitcher, and that's going to score Aubrey Dorn from second. Katie Ruff, a big turnaround first. She's going to hold there, but an RBI single for the pitcher, Katie Ruff. Again, it seems like with the freshman pitcher, Nitz, that we've seen her start to settle in a little bit here in the third. Again, facing just a kind of a murderer's row in this batting lineup for McDonald, but Nitz, a youngster, trying to work her way into this one.
And she is.
Grounder right past her.
A little bobble at second, gets cleared to first base.
And two are going to score for McDonald. And Claire Ruff takes second.
Sliding in there, kind of was paying attention to where the ball was. Like I said, aggressive base running.
A run scored in the second. And batting ninth, playing third base. Claire Ruff at third and two outs.
Yeah, Keegan played third base last year as a freshman and did a great job.
Winger, a high fly ball into shallow left, and it drops in between two players. And Keegan Winger gets her second hit of the game and drives in a run. The 1-2 pitch. That one misses low. H&R Electric 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our Lady Macs. One out, none on, two balls, two strikes. And Gianna Dom, the freshman. Ruff delivers, called strike three. Second punch out of the inning for Katie Ruff. And that's how it sounded as McDonald wins it by mercy rule 15-0 in three innings here on the road at Stanley Boyd. At last check, Chris Malika, again, just behind us, the boys down 7-0 to Stanley Boyd here at Oriole Park on the baseball side of things. Is everybody still a little bit chilled over there as they're out playing.
Yeah, that's in the bottom of the fifth, so.
Again, looking at our WOGO sports calendar, which is always available at wogo.com. Next time we'll see these McDonald Lady Macs on the schedule, again, weather permitting. And always stay updated via our social media if things change. But headed to Osseo Fairchild for a doubleheader on the 30th of April. So a little bit of a layoff here 11 days later as the Lady Macs on the road, hopefully still unbeaten at that point, as they will take on Osseo Fairchild. A big game coming up, of course, a doubleheader on the 26th against Fall Creek. On that 26th, we'll have Lady Cardinals softball. We'll try and keep you updated on what's going on in the Macs game as well. 3:40 p.m., Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowayak on the call as the Lady Cardinals also playing some phenomenal softball. On the 25th, next week, Thursday, our first look at Chi-High Cardinals baseball. They'll take on Rice Lake. And our next broadcast here on WOGO Sports plan for Tuesday evening, Macs baseball at home at Casper Park against Bloomer. Again, 4:40 p.m. this coming Tuesday, Coach Tim Riemenschneider and the boys at home against Bloomer. Well, Chris, it's been fun. Again, the games haven't lasted very long the last couple nights, but it's just been a treat seeing this team and how well they're playing, and we're looking forward to, again, more regular season and hopefully a long postseason as well.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I love coming out here and watching these girls, the excitement and the talent that's out here, and thanks for the opportunity, and we'll do this again soon.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you to Gavin Bovey back at our WOGO studios in Halley. Much warmer than we are here, but we certainly appreciate the press box. And again, thank you so much to our hosts here at Stanley Boyd for their welcome and for creating space for us here in the press box as well at Oriole Park. For Chris Malika, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Stanley. Once again, your final score, McDonald 15, Stanley Boyd 0. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Stanley.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.